All right, here we go. We are doing this. Beaming in from the internet is Stonehenge. Aotearoa, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. How's,
hi,
it, how's it going, Stonehenge, Aotearoa?
Kia ora, iho. Kia te pai, actually. Pretty good.
What a relief.
Yeah. We should tell the listeners that Stonehenge, Aotearoa is in different islands right now.
Really? We're about, hold on. Yeah. Hold up. Let's set some parameters around this conversation. Before we get into it,
yep.
Can you please let the Freak the Sheep listeners know who are Stonehenge Aotearoa?
Okay, I'll go first. Kia ora, my name is Bec Coogan, and I am part of Stonehenge Aotearoa, and I am beaming in from Wellington right now. In fact, the Pyramid Club headquarters via a Jennifer Reed weaving workshop, and that's where I am. But wow. I actually live in Pai Kakariki. So is that kind of answer the question?
It totally does.
Yeah. Over to you, Gemma.
Kia ora, I'm Gemma. And I'm beaming in from Ōtautahi. I've actually been out picking cranberries from a bush and some grapes. And I really, Chris, I was listening before and I was really excited that you were talking about pies.
Yeah, do you have any pie tips?
Well, can I just say, my friend Rosie, for her birthday every year, she has a pie party where everyone makes a pie, and it is the event on the calendar for the year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, everyone goes all out for their pies. The pulled pork pie is what I generally make. That's my hot tip. Have a pie party.
Well, there's a very special reason why we're chatting with you this evening. It's because Stonehenge Aotearoa have their debut single out, and it is a cover of Mama Cass, Make Your Own Kind of Music, and that's the first song from our EP that's coming out, is that right?
Yeah.
It's pretty rock question, that one.
Yeah, it was pretty fortuitous timing with the release of it. We've kind of, Mr. Dave King helped us record it at the beginning of last year, and so we've been sort of mixing it for a wee while, and then the new moan just kind of happened to happen at the right time, in the right place, and then the rest of the EP's gonna rise. I mean, yeah
it's gonna crucify and then rise over Easter.
Are you timing it astrologically?
A little bit. It was all really accidental, but that's always when it's quite the best, eh?
For those who aren't fully in tune with the astrological significance, why Easter?
The new moon in that release, like this, the Mama Cass one, that was definitely astrological. But to be honest, I haven't actually checked out the astrology of Easter. But it just seemed like a really good time to release a song called, shall we let the cat out of the bag?
Go on.
Okay. Well, we were like, when are we going to release the song called Mother, fuck, can't beep, beep.
No, you can swear on the radio. We're all adults.
Oh, can I? Cool. Yeah. So we've got a song called Motherfuckers, and I was like, oh my God, Good Friday, that's such a good song for that's a good day for a song called Motherfuckers. That's the day they crucified Jesus. Fuck, we're on. And so I suppose I didn't check the astrology out, but it just seemed historically, narratively, all of those symbolically. And then we're going to resurrect with a really good Mother Earth song on Sunday.
That's amazing. That's so good. it's really weird actually that you covered Mama Cass, because I was watching the movie Puffin Stuff just a couple of weeks ago, which has got Mama Cass in it as a witch.
She sings
a song called Different that was like stuck in my head, but I was researching that for an interview with Amelia, who was the last artist who I've interviewed on Freak the Sheep. But what I'm going to do is I'll play your new single right now, because none of my question, none of my other questions will make any sense unless I play this single. So I'll do that, cool. And then we'll be chatting with Stonehenge Aotearoa on 95 BFM, Freak the Sheep. You're just listening to Stonehenge Aotearoa debut single. What was that called?
Make Your Own Kind of Music.
How did you decide to cover that one?
Well, funny you should mention that witchy song, because I was obsessed with that one too, about being different.
Yeah.
And then... So actually, I heard that one. I was like, oh, that'd be a really good one to cover. And then I suppose, I don't know, how did it happen, Gemma? Then we were like, oh, we had to come up with some music for a gig, eh?
Kraus,
the wonderful, Kraus. Amazing Kraus.
Yeah, asked us to play a set. Well, he's our guiding light, really.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming down to Christchurch, and me and Beck had been talking about making music for ages, and I was like, Beck, come play this gig. I think that's what happened for that first show. And then the portal opened, and Beck came down.
Yeah, and I suppose when I came down, it was like at least that song was a starting point, you know? And then we knew we had to come up with other stuff for the set. But
That was like the first song that you did together.
Yeah, I think,
Stonehenge.
Yeah, like it was part of that, like part of the material for the set that we came up with. Like we had a live show on the Friday, and I think we had 3 days or 4 days maybe to write the music for that set. And Mama Cass was definitely the kind of like the anchor for that as well.
Amazing.
I think that's
We might have written songs before that, but that was definitely included in the set.
Yeah.
Just for listeners who aren't familiar with either of you in your own musical worlds, could you each, Beck and Gemma, please, I know this will be quite hard, but could you please give just a brief rundown of like some of the musical projects that you've both been involved with?
Fantasing. So I guess we started playing music together as Fantasing.
Yeah.
Like we're in an art show.
With Claire Harris and Sarah Jane Pardon. And so...
Oh, together, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So me and Gemma are a side splinter of Fantasing.
Mm.
So, and then do you want to go backwards in your time, Gemma, Simon?
Yeah. I guess I kind of started making music when I first got to Wellington. And it started as kind of performance art music with Try Masturbate. And then I was in some twee pop kind of stuff called Holiday with Friends, and then that totally disintegrated. And then there was also a band called 47 Diamantes.
Yeah.
And then Flowers. Yeah. So I got busy in Wellington, and then I had a few years off to be sad and move to London and do all that cool stuff. And then I started Instant Fantasy. And I've been, like, I collaborate with some people, did Fantasing. That's a few things.
That's quite a few things.
Yeah.
Beck Kurgan.
Okay. Well, I love, like, musical sort of, like, history and whakapapa, like, through the names of your bands.
Mm.
And so, like, my first band was in Palmy, and it was an all-female punk band called Dogtooth Violet.
Yeah.
And then somewhere from that grew, and then maybe from there it was Cortina with like Matt Hunt and, you know, Richard Dreamboy Faulkner and then Tony Robin.
I played Entity earlier on in the show.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah. So good.
And then from Cortina there was like I did other things. Like I was in a metal band called Rapunzel for a while, and that was another Palmy project.
Mm-hmm.
We had Lorena on bagpipes. That was really cool.
New Zealand?
Oh, yeah. And then Wellington.
Oh, country band. Country band,
yeah,
New Zealand.
Yeah, and I was in a country band called New Zealand.
that joke never, ever gets old.
And that was with John Douglas, and he was amazing on drums, and his mum made him a cape with the New Zealand flag.
Mm.
And some highlights of those gigs where the crowd just kind of chanting, New Zealand sucks, New Zealand sucks, New Zealand sucks. That was pretty cool. Then then there was Full Fucking Moon with Torben Tilly and Andy Wright. And for a while that was in Germany. And so we had a bongo player called Bongo, Steve Heather or Stiff Leather. And he's actually an Australian guy living in Berlin, but he's an amazing drummer. So did some things with Full Fucking Moon. Sorry, I keep swearing on radio.
No, swear away.
It's the name of the
radio
band.
For adults.
And what else am I missing? God. And then I've done solo stuff, like under the guise of Sheevil or Universe. And lately I've been kind of like getting into She-Honk.
Yeah.
Which is Yeah.
What about, are you allowed to talk about Bogwolf in any capacity?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then very recently, Bogwolf. Like, oh, yeah, thanks. That's with Dylan. And we did some recording of that before he sort of transitioned to America ways, to Turtle Island ways. So, and that's his genius. Like, he needed a farmer. So I dressed up like a disgruntled Irish farmer that needed to get back to the land, the swamp land, and I think I got possessed by a UFO, and then I found the Bogwolf guy, which was Bogwolf, and actually for that band, Dylan was getting like orders from the Mummies guy himself. He was like saying, giving Dylan like the kind of like, well, you need to do this, do this, do this, do this. So that was pretty cool. That was a really good. I was honoured. I was stoked to be part of that project.
Like an undead puppet master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, from afar. He'd just, that guy Trent, he'd just send, give orders. Yeah, you need to get a drummer, and they need to dress like a kind of a agricultural field worker. And it's like, okay. So that's, I tried to find
That's so specific. I'm going to also ask you about like Dawkins stuff in a sec. But,
Dawkins!
That's the next thing. But before we chat about that, I usually hate like any band interview where anyone asks about like, oh, how'd you get your band name, like it's the very worst question. Sucks.
But you're the first person to ask,
but
it,
I'm
so
fully gonna ask you that question because there's kind of an interesting story behind it from what I gather, from what I've heard.
So we came up with the name because it was awesome. We came up with Stonehenge Aotearoa because obviously we'd driven past it and it suited the sound of music that we were playing it, and it was epic and amazing. And then,
and we're really into prehistoric females.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for our first couple of gigs, we were Stonehenge Aotearoa. No, Stonehenge. And then I was feeling really polite, and so I was just like, oh, I should probably email Stonehenge Aotearoa, just because it's an actual place that you can physically go to, and it's epic and you should go if you're near Wellington. I emailed them. I was like, hey, we're just going to release some songs, would it be okay if we use that name? And then like 3 months later they replied saying no.
Stag.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Because like Stonehenge Aotearoa, you never would have found the hedge without that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the funny thing is that one time when I was in Ōtautahi with Gemma down in Christchurch, I did get a real hedge obsession. I think we all did. We were like Aidan Moody freaks with Aidan Moody. And we were like prowling the streets of Christchurch, just kind of finding really good hedges, rubbing up against them and taking photos of them and like kind of really enjoying how they were like a giant mullet but on the earth.
It was meant to be.
It was.
Are you planning any more Stonehenge Aotearoa live shows coming up in the nearish future?
Distance makes it hard, but I wouldn't say no. We don't have anything in the diary just yet, all but right. You never know.
That's good mystery. So you guys put out a single. And then on Monday, there's like a whole EP that you're both on came out from Dawkwind.
Yeah.
So, which is like Dave from Stalker and Ryan Bennett from Clear Licorice. And now you guys are involved.
Yeah.
And that's their heavy psych project that hasn't put out anything for 14 years, but then put out a whole EP on Monday with no heads up. What's your involvement with Dawkwind?
Well, Dave helped us birth. Dave's kind of like the Stonehenge midwife. So, like, he helped us record the songs and kind of get them out. And then it just seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed like a reciprocal kind of thing to do some vocals on his stuff because we'd been hanging out and like loving our Henge or Hedge moments, which seemed to be like an annual thing around January.
Where were you recording it?
Our Stonehenge stuff was recorded at a friend's place in Paikakariki.
Cool.
Who we were house sitting. And so we just, he's got a way bigger lounge than me, so we could, and a piano. And so we could set all our gear up. And Dave like hauled all of his like computer and Xboxy things and microphones and set it all up and just did an amazing home recording job. So we love Dave and we love hanging out with Dave. And it's always just like a annual summer reunion to just hang out and talk about our struggles or our, you know, fucking things going on and gather to make music. And then we did it this January, but this time not with Stonehenge. Sorry, I'm not used to the hedge yet. So this time, we instead of doing our hedge music, we did the vocals on all of the previously recorded Dorkwind tracks that David made.
Sweet.
So it was beautiful. We got to all hang out again, but this time on Dave's music. And it was so beautiful. A really beautiful way to hang out and share. And this time we did the vocals at my house in my tiny little shacky lounge, just kind of like staring out at this garden that I've been like wrestling like Sisyphus with. And it was kind of like singing to the garden. Yeah. So that happened in January. So it's all real. I mean, David had been working for ages on getting all the tracks, like doing all the music. And then he just needed some vocals. So who do you call? You get the hedge.
That's so sick.
When you need some brutal wailing, when you need to, try and talk to the spirits of the garden, who are you going to get?
I'm going to play Love Line in a sec from the Stressed Out by Dorkwind EP. Thank you so much for chatting with me on the radio. I'm also going to play a couple of requests by you guys, but I'll have to. I just got to track them down. And and luckily, Tombs, who are our next guests, are just running a little bit behind, which is perfect. So, because I've enjoyed chatting with you guys for a little bit longer than I was planning, which was awesome.
You did great work, Chris. You bloody smooth operator.
Hey, you just roll the showbiz punches and just keep it going. Now, what's the name of your EP that's coming out? Is it next Friday?
Demos.
No, it'll be out by Easter Sunday in full, right?
Yeah.
Demos. AD 2026.
Demos AD 2026.
Yeah, Demos AD, because they're demos, but. You know.
And it's AD 2026.
Demos AD 2026.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I stole that from Dave, actually. Thanks.
Yeah, nailed it.
Cool.
That still sounds kind of hingy.
All right. We need Stonehenge Aotearoa up in Tamaki Makaurau for a show.
Yeah.
SAP.
Yeah, yeah, we
please?
Do, eh? Don't worry. You'll feel us. We'll rumble.
Right on. Okay, I'm going to play Love Lane. Thank you, Gemma. Thank you, Beck.
Thank you, Chris.
Cubby.
And congratulations for recent nominations, Cubby.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Up against some stiff competition, though, in that, the Tate Music Journalism Prize.
Yeah,
some very stiff
competition. But Dave told me to say that, so that's really nice.
Thank you.
Dave's looking out for you.
Thank you, everyone. All right. Okay. Love Lane.
Okay.
See you later. Okay. Thanks for phoning up. Cheers.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.